I would want to associate myself with previous speakers and thank the Minister for Agriculture for Senegal, and thank all the agencies, bilateral agencies, who had, by their support, made this conference possible. I would also wish to thank my colleague ministers from different countries. I must indicate that it's a privilege for me to be part of this conference, because I have just taken over the Ministry of Agriculture, and I find it very important for me to be in this conference as the first conference or the first meeting I will attend as the Minister of Agriculture. The brief history of the Gambia's agriculture is that the farming system is been this kind of influenced by the size and the shape of the country. I would not go into details, but looking at our country, its topography would indicate to you that not everybody is involved in the same type of farming. And my country has only one rain season of 4 months per year. But we had the productive system of agriculture has kind of deteriorated during the last regime to a point that this new dispensation actually has been involved or engaged in quite a lot of correction. And because some set of minds were changed, certain crop production were kind of discouraged. Farmers have lost confidence in producing certain crops. But the National Development Plan of 2018 to 2021 had actually manifested and given priority to agriculture. As a result, the cake, the national cake, was kind of divided among institutions. Unfortunately, the Ministry of Agriculture had been allocated 10% of the national budget. Rice being the main staple food for the country, rice production's importance cannot be overemphasized. As a result also of this priority, the government last year and this year has subsidized fertilizer, a main agricultural input for the production sector, of a subsidy of between 50 to 65%. That shows the seriousness of the Gambia government attached to agricultural production. With the Ministry of Agriculture, rice production, because of its importance in the country, has been given significant support. We have two strategies in place. We want to support and improve the current system of production by providing farmers with necessary inputs and support, while we also work out modalities leading us to mechanization. Because we are of the view that we can be self-sufficient in rice production only with facing these two approaches. Well, you will not be surprised to know that the country, Gambia, produce only 30% of the rice they consume per year. The import volume of rice into the Gambia actually has dwelt a lot on the economy of our country, particularly funding aspects. With all these problems, I thought important to be here to learn from you, share ideas, particularly with my Senegalese friends, because we are getting signals from the other side of our side by receiving certain investors who are actually collaborating with the Senegal government in the area of mechanization. These days, I don't think anybody need to invent your own wheel. We can learn from each other, share ideas, and achieve what we want to achieve in a given time. To meet the growing domestic demand on the rise and reduce the country's dependency on rice, imported rice, we have put in place certain mechanisms which will sway us from some of the problems that we are facing both economically and socially. We want to introduce new and improve upon old technologies of agricultural production. We want to reduce post-harvest losses. We want to intensify value added, primary and large-scale processing should be encouraged. We want to create an enabling environment for private sector players, particularly in the area of mechanization, and pay regards and encourage agricultural value, added value chain programs. The country has a very huge fresh water resources, a potential resources that we should be able to exploit. It is a known fact that almost 3/4 of the River Gambia is fresh. We should be able to tap these untapped resources both for improvement of agricultural production and mechanization. We have concerns though. Gambia, like all other sub-African countries, is vulnerable to impact of climate change. Even this year, we have suffered from some amount of drought. As a result, it is not going to be an easy time for the Gambia in the next 3-4 months, which will last for another 8 months. Dependence on rain-fed agricultural production is not sustainable because the climate change is very unpredictable. Which has been impacting negatively on the agricultural production. Development and technical partners, recognizing the challenge expressed, their interest in consolidating support for the detailed rice sector analysis of CIPRISSA plan to guide future intervention in investments. Some of the development institutions with projects in the rice value chain agreed to share lessons learned with us to promote the agricultural production sector. Well, Gambia has hosted many international organizations in this area, and to mention few, we have CORAF, we have DONATA, and the other international organizations who are related to rice production. I am running through the headlines because of lack of time. Rice production system must be supported by sound innovation platform, food system to ensure sustainable yield and multi-stakeholder ownership. Comprehensive rice investment plan aimed at ensuring and maintaining rice sufficiency in the Gambia. Rice self-sufficiency should be market-led and demand-driven. The demand I had already expressed to you because it's the staple food, and we only produce 30% of the staple food for our consumption. The investment plan to identify project investment needs a prioritized segments of the rice value chain for the country. Need for massive deployment of improved rice varieties and accompanying technology packages. The mitigation of risk associated with private investment in the agricultural sector in general and the rice value chain specifically. Strengthening of institution change, guiding policy making and their logical implementation. Organizing the producer groups to produce few varieties of rice in specific zones of the country. As I have mentioned, the country will be divided into zones because there are areas where we are not endowed with fresh water, as I had actually indicated here. Those areas we have to depend on maybe boreholes if we cannot transport the river water to those sites. We are also considering in very serious terms youth involvement in the rice production, but generally in agricultural production, and our dilapidated mixed farming centers are being rehabilitated so that they will become radiation centers and learning centers for youths, where youths will be able to learn skills to enable them to be part of the National Development Plan program and reduce this backway syndrome of people leaving the Gambia to look for green pastures in developed countries. Provision of various types of mechanization service to produce both lowland and upland fields. Gambia, we have the shape of the country actually has actually designed what type of crops be grown where. Those near the river use the lowland, the wetland, for rice cultivation. Those in the upperland use the land for groundnut cultivation, which is a cash crop and the only cash crop currently being grown by farmers in the Gambia. We want to improve input supplies to farmers, and most of the projects which are under implementation do have these components, where farmers will be given adequate input in form of farming implements and chemicals. There is need to address policy that will enhance the private sector access to land for quality and quantity and quality production of rice in the country. The land tenure system in the Gambia is not very clear and is a very sensitive issue. We need a political will to come up with a very clear, cut, transparent land policy. We are working on that also to support production, but particularly with regards to rice. There is need to train farmers on the use of various packages of technology. We are strengthening NARI, the Agricultural Research Institute, which had actually suffered inadequate funding the last 19-20 years, so that they will fulfill their obligations to Gambian farmers by coming up with hybrid certified seed. And we'll strengthen the extension service so that the extension service should be able to disseminate valuable technical information to Gambian farmers. Seed is a problem in the country, and the problem is caused by various aspects. Land is not very fertile in the Gambia. We depend entirely on fertilizer to be able to produce something significant. Whenever there is drought and there is a strong growth of crops, we suffer from availability of quality seed. And as a result, I have learned here the seed situation by Africa Rice and the various also multiplication schemes and seed banks in the various countries. And I think I will add this to our information bank. And now we know who to contact and when. But I must end by saying that I am really delighted to be here because I have learned a lot. This being my first meeting as a minister, meeting outside the Gambia as a Minister of Agriculture. And I would also want to liaise, I want to make this appeal. I want to liaise and cooperate with my fellow agricultural ministers, who are not only ministers, but they have an agricultural background, meaning I should be able to learn from them. And we'll be learning also from our neighboring countries, particularly Senegal, with regards to how they started mechanization, so that we avoid the host hurdles and the obstacles they had faced during their implementation of the mechanization program, particularly the mechanization of rice. We are not only concentrating on rice production as rice for food, but it's combined with nutrition, because nutrition has a component of our rice production. And in future, as I saw here, the black and the pink rice type, if we can have many of those varieties in the Gambia, that will be in the right direction, because they would also be providing some nutritional value to our food that we eat every day. Gambians eat rice every day, that's a fact. And we need to improve our rice production so that we'll be self-sufficient in rice production, but we cannot do that only with our traditional and traditional method of farming. We'll improve the traditional method while we also look into the possibility of mechanization by the private sector. I thank you very much. Because of time constraint, I will end up here.